Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
My good friend and Crown co-founder, Howard Dayton, is fond of saying the cheapest car to drive is the one you already own. Howard loves to talk about the cars he's driven until the wheels fell off. Well, now I know gas prices have many of you thinking about buying cars that get better gas mileage. But even a good deal will take a while to recoup the expense of buying a gas saver. So here are the top three ways to cut your automobile expenses by hanging on to your present vehicle. Number one, make fewer trips. Do whatever you can to group your errands. Cutting out just one or two trips a week will stretch your gas dollars and result in fewer repairs. Number two, stay on top of your car's scheduled maintenance. You don't necessarily have to take your car to the dealer for this. You can have an independent repair shop do it without voiding your warranty. Just stick to the manufacturer's service schedule and make sure to keep all of your receipts. And this will also help optimize your current vehicle's gas mileage. And number three, make more repairs before biting the bullet and buying a newer vehicle. A lot of you are already doing this, as repair shops are reporting brisk business these days. Folks are even putting in used engines and transmissions to squeeze every nickel they can out of their current vehicle. Now, while these measures won't bring down the price of gas, they may help you keep more money in your wallet. For more money-saving tips, visit us at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, bringing you health, hope, and insight on finances from a biblical perspective. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.